Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Girls on the Move podcast. We're on episode 32 now, which is kind of crazy. We're here with Taylor. So today's episode, we thought it would be a fun topic since we both have experience with both, to go over it's kind of the pros and cons of having a home gym and going to a public gym, the pros and cons of each. So we thought it'd be a fun topic to go through that, but we'll start it out with some housekeeping. Taylor, do you want to drop your socials?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Have you seen the TikToks where they're like it's the dance and it's like they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats, eat the cats, eat the cats. That's
Yes.
in my head right now. Okay,
I
my Instagram is underscore underscore TAYY 11 underscore underscore. That's it. I'm done now.
Okay. Do you like how I have it memorized now too?
My favorite thing.
I have yours more down than my own. And you will see. Okay, so first of all, for the girls only, we have a Facebook lifting group, and you don't have to be a lifter or even like working out to be in it. It's just a fun little community of girls. We do events sometimes, so if you're in Minnesota, this is really the group to join. You don't have to be from Minnesota either to be in it. You literally just have to be a girl, bare minimum. All right. But what is that one called? That's called Girls Lifting
Girls
Plates.
lifting
Correct. So it's Girls Lifting Plates. You have to request to join me and Kat from previous episodes. You've seen her, you know her. Anyways, we're the admins, so one of us will let you guys in. Another group that we have is a Snapchat group. You can add me on Snapchat. This is also only for the girls. It's KAYC dash FTNS. So it's KC dash FTNS, which is just fitness pretty much. Nice. Then my personal's Instagram and TikTok are both K.Ann dot fitness, KAY dot ANN dot fitness. So go follow on those. I've been trying to be more active on both TikTok and Instagram. Instagram I do pretty well with, I feel, as far as like posting stories and stuff, just to make sure. This weekend was another story that was an animal of its own. But I feel like I do okay on Instagram, TikTok. I'd be slacking though, so I'm trying to get better.
It's okay.
It's okay. We don't always have time for all this. But should we get into our segments?
Shire.
Dire. Let's see here. Do you have a food of the week?
So you see, I don't really eat a lot this week. Because
That's right.
I was sicky sick with COVID, and
Yeah.
it's and oh my gosh. So the new like antiviral medicine that they made for COVID, which I don't think it's like new anymore, but it was new to me.
I had never heard of it, honestly.
It like tastes awful.
You taste it? It's not like a pill.
It's a pill, but like, so you take
Like
it, and
coding.
there's this certain, like, I don't, chemical or something in it that, like, literally makes your mouth taste disgusting for the entire day. Like, I have tasted nothing but this gross, sour metal taste for 5 days.
Yeah,
So,
that wouldn't sit well with me.
but it I did do think it made my symptoms better, but it sucked. Yeah. So because of that, I didn't really eat some this week. I had some soup. My mom made chicken noodle soup with dumplings. Pretty good.
That sounds pretty good.
Was like homemade and everything. So, yeah,
That
that's it.
sounds tasty.
I didn't even make that many of my Ninja Creamies this week because I just did not feel good.
Yeah, and like if your taste isn't there, you're just not really, yeah.
And like, I could
And
taste things.
but when you're sick, your appetite, like when I'm sick, I'm just like, I don't want to eat. Like it's just like you can pre-taste it and pre-feel it in your gut just thinking about it, and you're like, that sounds like that's not gonna go well, you know? Yeah, I
So,
feel you.
it wasn't the best
I'm
time.
sorry you're sick.
It's okay. I'm okay.
That's good. We're glad you survived that one.
Me too. What's your food of the week, Kay?
Yeah. Well, yesterday I had bluestone. I'll get more into that, I guess, for my favorite of the week. But we had bluestone. It's pretty much like a Chipotle, but it's like, this is gonna sound so like stupid. You know, like how some people were like, oh, not stupid. That was mean. Okay, but like I'm really tired also. Like this weekend was a doozy. So like energy levels are plummeted. So bear with me, guys. Bear with this. Anyway, so you know, some people are like, oh, all these added oils are so bad. That's what's like making you not lose weight, whatever. Which oils, yeah, it's fatty, you know. It's what it is. But like Bluestone is pretty much like a less oily Chipotle, I guess. That it was good. It was catered. So I feel like when you go to a restaurant and eat their food, it's just gonna be better than catered food. Just because, I mean, there's that the travel time, the reheating of it all, and everything. I don't know. But it was still really good. And being on this like Whole Foods thing, it was really nice that that was what was there. And it felt like it was like a fun meal for me that I haven't been able to have, you know. But it was good. I really enjoyed it.
That's good.
Yeah. Do you have a, what's it called? Lift of the week. No.
Not
Oh, yes, you do. Your only lift. You
my lift that I did last Saturday that Sydney yelled at me for doing because
Yeah,
I didn't.
that since that was your only lift, was it
Yeah.
your lift of the week?
I guess it has to be. I don't even remember what it was, though. It was a full body something, I think.
That's crazy. And you had COVID and you didn't know it yet.
Was a full body finisher.
Oof, blah.
I have my calendar right next to me. Yeah. I don't know. I feel really weird though because I haven't like lifted all week. And I was having a very, very hard time with it. So I was very convicted that I keep telling everybody else on here to listen to your body and it's okay to not work out if your
Yes.
body can't. And
Yeah.
I was having a very hard time with that this week.
It is hard because some days like you have your rest day and then the next day you're like, I need another rest day. Like I needed it, like, and you're just fighting yourself, you know? But
But yeah.
especially when you're down bad sick for a week, that's really hard. That's
And like
really,
the
really
thing
hard.
is, if it wasn't COVID, like I think I probably would have still ended up like lifting or walking or doing something. But with COVID, it's just like it takes everything out of you. Like this is probably my fourth time that I've had it, which is crazy. But every
That's
single
insane.
time, it's like I can't do anything. All I want to do is sleep and just like lay like in a shower or a bath. Like that's it. So I like in my head I was like, Taylor, go do something. Taylor, go on a walk. Like, Taylor, just do something. I couldn't. I was so tired.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair.
But yeah. Okay, what was
Yeah.
your
Oh, okay. In the last episode I talked about me and my friend went to her gym together and we lifted, we did a pull day, and I used her resistance bands for pull-ups because we did AMRAP, which was one. So I had to do resistance bands after that. We were both like, she's like, let's do pull-ups AMRAP. And for those of you who don't know, it's as many reps as possible. So instead of having like three sets of 6 to 8 reps, this is just hypothetical numbers, but like three sets of AMRAP, so as many reps as possible. But so she's like, let's do pull-ups AMRAP, and I said, okay. She goes, so it'll be like one for us. I was like, yeah. So we would do one and then put the resistance bands on and stuff. But it was funny. But I was like, oh, this is actually really nice to do because at home I didn't have resistance bands. So I would do a lot of like I would do my one pull-up and then 10 negatives. And those suck the living life out of you, but I'll still do them and stuff. But I ordered resistance bands on
Yes.
Amazon and I got them. They actually came on my pull day. So I was like, oh, slay. Okay. So my last pull day was my lift of the week because it was just like fun trying something new, using new things. You know, it was just fun. Fun. I posted a little reel on TikTok and Instagram
I
about
saw
that too.
that.
Yeah. I was nervous to post that though, because like my was having some body dysmorphia issues with that one. But I was like, you know what? Who the fuck cares? Who cares? Me. I care.
Yeah, but nobody
Apparently.
else does, so it's
Yeah,
okay.
that's all right though. High of the week, Taylor. I know you have so many things that were so fun this week. Wait, no. You did something fun.
What did I do? I bought a fish. Sister had to go to our like cell phone company to get a new phone. Like she had to file an insurance claim for it because like her charger's like gone. It doesn't exist anymore. And only me and my mom are like authorized to like go there and like get a new phone, make a purchase, like anything like that. So I had to go with my sister because my mom was working. And it like when we went there, they like had to load all of her stuff onto the new phone. And when they did that, it took like 3 hours, which is fine. I get it takes a while. But that just gave me time to go to Petco and buy fish and buy a tank for the fish and buy a plant for the fish and buy some really cute blue and purple pebbles for the fish. And I spent a lot of money on the fish. The
Oh,
fish is
what's
named
the
Dr.
fish?
Strange, though.
Oh, wait, you cut out for the name.
It's Doctor Strange because he's like red and blue, kind of like Doctor Strange's cape. So we named him Doctor Strange.
Oh, Lord Taylor is my favorite animal.
Lives so nicely in my living room at home, and he is a new member of our family. And Olive has not even noticed that he exists yet, which is great.
Olive the dog.
Olive the dog. We don't want Olive to know that Doctor Strange exists because Doctor Strange would not exist if she knew about it.
When I had a fish, my mom's dog, which is a tiny little wiener dog, would just bark and whine, and she obviously couldn't reach the fish because she's itty bitty, but she would just sit there and bark and whine and the like all night long. And we were like, we have to hide this damn fish from her. It was awful. Dogs are weird with that stuff. Dogs are weird. But that's so fun. Welcome to the family, Doctor Strange.
He's awesome. He doesn't do much. There's a vacuum cleaner. Somebody's vacuuming their car outside of my house right now, and it's really bothering me.
Oh, you can barely hear
Okay.
it. Was that it for segments? No. Oh, wait.
Hot take.
Wait, did you do high? The fish was your high, right?
Yeah, you didn't do high.
I have to do my high. You guys, my sister got married yesterday.
Yay.
It was so good. The day came together really nicely. They did it at a park, so we literally had to bring everything to set up and tear everything down, which is fine. But we couldn't get there until 9, and we had to start the wedding at 1. So it was kind of crunch time, but it all worked out so well. It always does, you know? It always does come together, no matter how last minute it is. But there was a lot of helping hands, which was great. But it was just a beautiful day. We got rain before, so we were a little bit nervous, but it turned out to be a beautiful day. It was just like, I don't know. It was just a stunning wedding. I loved it. I cried a little bit. Yeah. Like, but it was really special and sweet. And now they're married, and it's so crazy, but it's so exciting for them.
Yeah.
That's my high of the week.
Yay.
Yay! We're gonna have, I think, 3 weddings in a span of a year and a half in my family, and
Crazy.
like of my siblings. It's crazy.
Really crazy.
No, a year. A year.
When did Kat and Koi get married?
March.
Oh,
So
yeah.
13 months, and we're in April. That's crazy, darling.
Dang.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, hot takes. Kayla,
Us.
you have one.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cats. Eat the cats. I'm fine. I'm not tired.
Jesus
So
Christ.
it's hot take, right?
It is hot take time.
So,
Woo.
words. Sleeping.
Something we need.
So, I like just don't sleep well ever. Like I get up probably like 4 times every night to either like get water, go to the bathroom. Like I don't sleep well and don't sleep hard. Like it just doesn't happen. So, I'm always tired when I wake up. And it's a whole thing because like when you don't sleep and you have an iron deficiency, it doesn't really go well because you're then just like double tired. But I found something that has helped me sleep. And hot take. It is the ultimate combination. So it is CBD sleep gummies, which, yeah, they're good, they're great, they're fine. And magnesium cream.
You just like
And
rub it on your feet or what?
yes, Sydney's talked about magnesium cream on here before.
Yeah, and oil.
It's magical, man. Like, I take one of the gummies, I put some of it on my feet, and then when I go to sleep, it's like sweet peace.
You sleeping through the night? I feel like I'm asking a parent, like, is she sleeping through the night yet? Are you sleeping through the night, Taylor?
It could also be because I'm just really, really tired from being sick, but I'm gonna say that it's because of the stuff.
And time will tell. Yeah, that's exciting though. You needed that. Yeah. I don't actually have a hot take this week.
Ooh, just kidding.
I know. I don't think I do. No, I don't think so. However,
Ever.
we have. Are you ready for the topic? Was that it? That was it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I said earlier we're talking about home gyms versus public gyms, pros and cons of each in our personal, opinions. So you'll probably have others and probably disagree with some of ours. Should we start, let's start with home gym and then go through the pros. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a list because I'm a little bit biased about this one.
I mean, I kind of am too, but
Yeah. Do you have a list or anything like do you, yes, you do. Okay, should we just do every other?
sure.
Okay. So the first pro I have is the privacy of your own home and just kind of like it just being you. You have your space and don't have to worry about what you're doing. That's my first one. Shish kebabs, Taylor. I'm just kidding. Please go.
Was one of mine too.
Dang
Just
it. I know we're gonna have a lot of the same ones, I feel.
I mean, I know that like a lot of that comes from like the gym anxiety thing, which we've talked about. And just knowing that like you can do whatever you want to do in that space and there isn't gonna be anybody else there like
Exactly.
judging you or you thinking that somebody else is there
Yeah.
judging. So
Exactly.
and it's also just like the comfort of knowing I'm in like my house, I'm in my area, like everything's good.
No. Yeah.
Another one that I thought of is just like the convenience and like the flexibility of it. Like if I feel like I need to go work out, like I literally walk down my steps and I can work out. I don't have to like drive to my gym, which my gym's only like literally 5 minutes from my house, like because I still have a gym membership, but I also have my like gym in my basement. But I don't like have to like prepare to go, get my water bottle all set up, like have my little gym bag set up, make sure I'm not forgetting anything, like take the time to drive there, take the time to walk in. Like I can literally go downstairs and do it like whenever I want.
Yeah, I
And
know.
it's at 11 o'clock at night, it's at 11 o'clock at night. If it's at 4 o'clock in the morning, which that never happens with me, I am not a morning workout person, but I could do it if I wanted to because it's
Yeah.
just there. Like I don't have to wait for the equipment, I don't have to like save like time like for specific like parts of my workout. All my stuff's just there. Like, so yeah, that's a big one for me.
Yeah. Okay. So that was a few of mine too. Kind of another one bouncing off that is you can be as weird as you want. Like, I get a little bit hyper when I'm working out, and it's just the energy, the pre-workout. I don't take pre-workout anymore. But it's just the adrenaline of it, really. And you don't have to worry about like being weird in front of people that you will probably see again, And but yeah, one that I had for that you said too is it's literally 20 feet away. You walk downstairs and you have everything you need right there.
And
It's the convenience.
it like, yeah, it takes away kind of your excuse of, oh, I don't have time to drive to the gym.
Exactly. Well, and I was talking to Alex today too, and I was like, we don't have to like worry about like, oh, we just got home from work, so now we have to wait until like 9 o'clock to go to the gym because the dog doesn't wind down till 9 o'clock, and that's not fair to him. Like, he comes and hangs out with us while we're working out. Like, you know? Yeah.
List. Can you tell my brain's working really well right now?
Yeah, I think we're like at very, you're at like ener the same energy level as me, but on steroids, you know what I mean? Yeah.
So another one that I had was, well, I have it down as like customization. So like
Dude.
yeah, so you can like tailor your like equipment to what you need, what your preferences are, like how you like working out versus like not doing that at like public gym. So like I know that I really like working out with dumbbells. Like I just feel like I have a lot more options for different exercises, like that type of stuff with dumbbells, which I know, Kay, like you have a lot of like you have an actual like bar, you have a cable machine and that kind of stuff. And it's like just what you want, what you think you need. So yeah, just kind of like that idea of you can pick and choose like what your
Yeah.
workout is going to be like.
No, I agree with that fully. I think the customization of your equipment along with the space itself, that part was really fun for me and Alex to do. Just setting up the gym itself, like choosing floor mats. We literally have like the most basic floor mats and then like carpet scraps for the rest of the room. And then like the mirrors, you know, we hung mirrors up, we figured out how we wanted them laid out on the walls, where we wanted them. And it's just like, again, the flexibility of it, like you can adjust it as you get more stuff, and you can build it at your own pace. It's not like, oh, home gym right there. It's never gonna be like that unless you're literally rich. But like we're slowly bringing in more equipment as our budget allows it. And it's just like keeps it exciting and keeps it fun. And yeah, I don't know. I really like your point, the just customization of it all, being able to like make it how you know is going to be the most beneficial and efficient way for you to work out. Yeah. Another one I really like that is kind of fun for me, is you can play music, your own music, as loud as you want.
Yep.
I know in a public gym you can have your headphones, AirPods, earbuds, whatever it is. But it's just like it is different, like having it out loud, surround sound. I don't know. That's fun for me also. Obviously, I don't do that for my early morning lifts because I do have neighbors. So I do wear my AirPods for those lifts, but it is just fun.
Yeah, I think you could still blast music in the morning.
I literally, you can hear everything.
Really?
Like our, yeah. I mean, our neighbor's house is only like what, 20 yards away from us.
Yes.
20 yards as in like 60 feet, not like 20 yards of acreage. I'm really tired, guys.
Thank you for clarifying that.
You're welcome. I figured you might need it.
We definitely did.
Is that, do you have more pros?
The only other thing was really like the cost efficiency of it.
That
Like I know
too.
that like the initial like, oh my gosh, I'm buying gym equipment, like this is a lot of money. It's like a lot. I get it. Like it is a lot to try to set up a gym. But like Kay said, you guys have just been like slowly like getting more stuff. But probably the initial chunk was
Yeah.
big investment. But you're
Yeah.
still not, you don't have to pay a membership every single month. Like, you don't have to, like, we already talked about, travel to a gym. Like, when you're at the gym, then, like, I know at my gym, they have, like, smoothies and snacks and different stuff that you can buy when you're done with your workout that they, like, advertise. And a lot of the times I'm like, oh my gosh, that smoothie sounds so good right now. Like, I'm gonna buy that $5 smoothie, even though I could come home and make my own for free. So yeah, it's just kind of like the saving money over time that's nice. Instead of the constant, here's a bill for your membership every single month. Here's a bill for everything else that you bought while you were here.
Yeah, that's true. It is, yeah. And then like the cleaning fees, the all these added fees and stuff, it's never really the cut and dry amount that they say. Yeah, I think though another thing too is like there's a lot of like I think it can, this is gonna sound cheesy and weird, but it can like kind of in a sense build a like a character, build character in yourself, because you're it takes to me for me it takes a lot more discipline to work out at home than it does to work out at a gym, and that builds my own trust with myself, which is something that is very important in life. Because if you're gonna like say like, oh, I'm gonna get up and do this before work, and then you just never do that. Like you have no trust in yourself, like, or accountability for yourself, and you know that. But when you actually like stick to the things that you say you're going to do, you're building that trust with yourself, and it's like an empowering sort of feeling, to me anyways. But I don't know, I think it can build faith with yourself, and that's important to have in life. And this isn't the only way to do it, obviously. You can do that so many ways in life, but yeah. Do you have any more pros?
No.
Okay. Let's move on to cons. And my first one can kind of counter what I just said, which is it is harder to like to feel motivated to work out when you're in the comfort of your own home already and you're like sitting on the couch and you're like, okay, why would I go work out when I'm so comfortable right here? You know, that's the biggest con for me about home gyms is like we used to have a home gym when I lived with my parents, and I hardly ever used it. I would be so, it was so inconsistent and stuff. It was because like, oh, my room is right there. I can just go be an antisocial little gremlin and rot away in my room for the whole day, you know, instead of workout.
Yes. Antisocial little gremlin. I love
Yeah.
that.
I feel like that sums up high school, okay, very
Okay.
well.
I
Yeah.
like it.
Yeah.
Mean, I had that one down too. It's kind of just like there's a social aspect of going to a gym, like
Yeah.
working around other people who also have goals that like are similar to yours in the way that like their fitness goals, like they're trying to ch not necessarily change, but trying
Yeah.
to,
Better
like,
themselves.
yeah, better themselves. So yeah, it's kind of that like little community that you can miss out on if
Yeah.
you're not intentional about like making sure that you have connections outside of like a public gym. Like for me, and I mean, for you, I'm assuming it's not as hard because, like, we can talk to each other. Like, we have the support of each other. We have the support of Sid. Like, you have Miranda. Like, I have Courtney. Like, there's just a lot of, like, support that we have that, yes, even though we're not in a gym environment together, we all understand the goals that each other has and we're able to help each other move towards those, which, like I said, if you don't have that like kind of community and those friends around you, then it might be a lot harder for you to be outside of that gym space. Because yeah, that community is not there for you.
Exactly. And I have that as like a public gym pro is community, because it's seriously like when I was working out at my last gym, but the one before that, it was so fun. We would have our little sauna talks, and it would be the same group of people every time we went because we were all going at the same time, like, that our schedule allowed. So it always ended up being the same time. And we had our little friends and stuff, and it's fun to like have that. And yeah, when you're at home, you don't have that. You don't have like, it's almost in a sense like a sense of accountability, because like, I mean, they'll be like, oh, I haven't seen you here for a while. Like, yeah, shit, but it is in a sense, it's like a sense of accountability. And now you have to rely on like you said, like you, Sid, Kat, Miranda, like to make sure somebody is like keeping tabs on you and be like, hey, I've noticed you take like 17 rest days in a row. Your body might be recovered by now. Like, I don't know. Just a little push from some friendly faces is good. Yeah. Oh, it says my internet
You done?
connection is unstable. Why?
Yeah.
Am I cutting out pretty bad?
Why? It was bad for a while. You're back now, though.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully it still caught things. Yeah, sorry. Sorry about that. Anyways, do you have another con?
It's not necessarily a con, but it's kind of like more of the how you like are motivated, like you talked about. Like if you are a very like externally motivated person, so like in like psychology and counseling, we have the like idea of locus of like I forgot what it's called. I just had it in my head, but it's like your locus of like motivation or whatever. So like there are some people who are very like extrinsic and all of their motivation and like how they see their life is from outside factors. So like if you think about like taking a test or something, like if a person fails a test, somebody who is extrinsically motivated or has an external locus of control, that's what it is. They would say, well, all A, B, and C are why I failed the test. The room was too cold, the person next to me was coughing and I couldn't focus, and my pencil broke in the middle of the test, and that's why I failed it. And then if you switch that around and you have a person who's has an internal locus of control, well, why did you fail the test? It's, well, I didn't study enough. I didn't take good enough notes. And I didn't ask for help when I needed it. So there's that difference of internal of I need to do this. Like it's all I, like very internally, like you control your own life. And then external is all of these factors, all of these people, all of these things, like are what is happening to me. So instead of I control my life, if life is happening to me. Sorry
It's
for my
kind of
little
like,
psychology rant.
no, it's like kind of like more victim-minded versus like takes responsibility.
So if you think about it, if you are externally motivated and have an external locus of control, going to a public gym is probably going to be the best decision for you. Because in that moment, you have, like Kay said, the other people there who are going to hold you accountable, hopefully. You have the external of, I'm in a gym right now. I'm not at my house. There are people around me who are watching me. I can't just sit here on my butt and play on my phone the entire time. And then you also have the, well, I took the time to drive here. Now I'm at the place. I can't just not work out. So that's more of an external locus of control type of thing. If you are at a home gym and you have an internal locus of control, which I have a very internal locus of, well, why did A, B, and C happen? Well, it's because I didn't do that, I didn't do this, and I didn't do that. And when you're like in that home gym environment, your motivation is going to come from yourself. It's going to come from, well, I need to go work out because this is my goal. I need to make sure that I go walk on the treadmill because this is what I want for myself, instead of the external of, well, all these people here, so I have to do something.
Right, no, and that makes sense. Yeah, and I know that's what was really hard for me was to like be self-motivating and stuff. Like, and it's obviously it's easier because Alex is also he works out every day too, so it's kind of like maybe I am more external because I'm like, oh, Alex is doing it, I have to do it too.
I mean, I would say that you have a more external. Like,
Yeah.
nobody's 100% like either
Yeah.
way, but like,
Yeah.
I think you lean more externally, which is fine. Like,
Yeah.
there's nothing
Yeah.
wrong with it.
Yeah. I was just like, yeah, I know. I'm just like, I see it was easier for me to go to the, like, stay motivated while I was going to the gym. I've stayed consistent though. It's
Yeah.
been a year and a half of having a home gym.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard. It's really hard. But yeah, yeah. Where are we?
We're talking about cons of home gyms.
Oh, yeah. Another thing I had was equipment is expensive.
Yes, it is.
And there's no getting around that. You can go through Facebook Marketplace, get it on sale and everything, it's still going to be expensive. It's literally iron. Like, it's not cheap. But yeah. Do you have any more cons?
The only other thing is like, sometimes space is an issue. Like,
True.
I know that there's like, when me and Sib were living in our apartment, there was no way that I could work out in our apartment comfortably. Like, it's not that it was super small or anything, it was just we had stuff
Yeah,
everywhere.
the
Like,
layout wasn't
yes,
great
it
for it.
wasn't
Yeah.
great for it. We were also on the second floor, so I couldn't be like slamming dumbbells into the ground because there was a whole family who lived underneath us. So it's kind of just like space, whether that's limited space, whether it's just like not like the apartment idea, like sit at their apartment right now. Like, they're on the third floor, they have two like apartment buildings underneath them. She like can't work out there, which is why like she tries to like work out on their patio sometimes,
Yeah,
or
right.
like, yeah, utilize Crown, utilize like the gym that they have there.
Yep.
But it's just that like kind of a limited space and like the type of environment that you have that can
For
also be.
sure. Well, and even with that, like, we have the space for a home gym, but it is a small bedroom. So it's like unlimited space within the gym that you have. So it is harder for us to both be in here working out. We don't usually do that, but when we're on a time crunch and have a tight schedule for the day, then we do. But then when we're both in here, guess who else is in here? The 95-pound dog who just lays exactly where you need to be. I swear he knows. If I have to do something with the cable machine, he'll go over and lay down there. If I'm squatting, he'll lay in the squat rack. And I'm like, buddy, like, he's ridiculous. Anyway, but yeah. Should we move on to public gyms?
Sure.
Okay. Obviously, we already talked about this, but one of the biggest pros is the community. And even the friends that you make there. But I think community is huge in a public gym because it's just people, everyone, like-minded people, just there to better themselves and encourage others to do the same. If you're at a gym where there's a lot of people who are putting people down and shit, talk to management or find a new gym because that is not what a gym should look like.
La la la. Is it my
Go
turn?
ahead. Yeah, it
One of mine was kind of just like the access to the variety that you have
yeah,
at a public gym.
for
Like,
sure.
depending on the type of gym that you go to, you generally have access to machines, free weights, dumbbells. Like, I know at my gym, ours is a lot more like a rec center. So we have all those things. We have treadmills, the ellipticals, stair steppers, like all that stuff. But then we also have a turf, like gym.
Oh, I love turfs. Oh my
They
gosh.
have like sleds down there. They have like racks down there and stuff if you want to like lift not like up where the rest of the weights are. And then on like there's a half a basketball court on one side. And then we also have a pool there and a sauna and like our little like class gym where like they do like Zumba and like Pilates and like different like lifting classes and that kind of stuff. So it's just for me at least, like because it's a lot more of a rec center, I have a lot more variety there in what I can do and like how I can mix up my workouts and that kind of stuff versus being at home where I have my like 5 pound to 50 pound dumbbells right now, and my bench and like my treadmill, which like I can do whatever I want with a dumbbell. Like there's not really any exercises that I absolutely feel like I am limited because of having dumbbells. But yeah, it's just the variety that's there. So
For sure. No, I agree with you completely. Even like some machines that like a hack squat machine, like stuff like that. But yeah, my old gym had turf, a sauna, rooms for classes. They had punching bags. And when the classes weren't in use, you could go in there and do stretching, like if you wanted a little bit more private. And then pool. I never used the pool. I'm not a big swimmer. What's that?
I said that's okay.
Yeah. I'm a big swimmer, but we used the sauna every time we went there. It was so nice. But yeah, that's a huge one too. I guess I think like yeah, it's for me it was more motivating to get like you get dressed and put your hair up, get your baseball cap on, get your headphones, pack your cute little bag. Mine was a $1 Nike gift bag that I've, or gift bag, duffel bag that I found at a garage sale. Get your shoes together. Like it's just kind of fun. It feels like a fun little social outing. So in a sense, you know, how many people you actually talk to is like that's up to you. I barely talk to anyone, but it still felt fun and like outgoing of me to be out of the house. But yeah, so it was a little bit more motivating in that sense, which is definitely a pro. And like the encouragement, you know, like to see other people, to have other people like talk to you every once in a while and stuff like that. It was just encouraging to like be around people in the same state.
For sure.
Do you have another one?
I've definitely talked about this before, but just like the access that you have to like professional guidance at a public gym. Like, obviously, like you can go and like get one-on-one training, like an online coach or something, like in your own gym, or like have a trainer like write you out a program that you can do, like in your own space, but the access that you have to trainers, to the group fitness instructors, to like other professionals that work there, nutritionists, like those kind of things, those are just a lot more readily available to you when you are at a public gym and at a gym space where like they work and like they spend their time during the day. Like, if the majority of the time, like I can walk up to the front desk at my gym and one of the trainers will be up there, like working. So, like, if I have a question, like they'll help me at any point in time. So yeah, it's just the difference of like it, there's a lot more like guidance professionals, like those type of things available to you when you are like paying for that in a public gym space.
No, I agree with you completely. And a lot of times, like, they'll come up to you and ask how you're doing, how your lift is going, if you need help with anything, if you're looking to kind of like advance your training into having a coach or a trainer, and obviously, I mean, they want more clients and stuff, but like it's still like they're making themselves available for you, and if they're wanting to help you in the moment, like, and you need help, use the resource they're asking like take the help in hand. But yeah, that's a huge part of it too. Yeah. Do you have any more pros or do you want to move to cons?
I'm good with moving to cons.
Okay. I feel like a lot of what we're saying now is like a layover of the pros and cons of the home gym, but kind of just like, yeah. Anyways, the monthly fee for me and those, it always goes up. Like they're like, oh, it's beginning of the year or it's beginning of the business year. It went up again, or beginning of a new term, it went up again. And it was just like ridiculous. Do you have one?
Mine's more of like the crowds when like
Mm-hmm.
especially if you like have to go at a time that's like very busy.
Yeah.
Like I know that when I was consistently going to my gym here, like I would try so hard to make sure that I could make it at a time where like there was not a million people there
Yeah,
because
like not right after work or right after school.
and a lot of the times that would mean that I would have to go work out at 8:39 at night, and
That's what I would do.
that was like really hard on especially my sleep schedule because you get all hyped up, you're lifting heavy things, you got adrenaline going through you, and then you're supposed to come home and you're supposed to sleep. And that was a thing, and it like I it was fine for like a while because I like didn't have and still don't have a job where like I have to be awake super early in the morning. But I know that if I like had a consistent job where I was like I have to be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning every single day, there's no way that I would have been able to sustain that. And yeah, that's just one of my like biggest downfalls to a gym is that if you're trying to make it work into a schedule like that you have like a consistent like this is when I need to be to sleep, this is when I need to wake up, this is when I go to the gym. If that gym time falls in a time where there's a lot of people there, it's just really hard to get all your stuff done.
For sure.
Access to all of the machines, all the weights, like everything that you need access to that day. And a lot of the time for me, it just ended up with me modifying my workout and
Yeah.
going doing something else that still worked the same muscle group, which for me, that was fine because I had the knowledge of, okay, I was supposed to do deadlifts, like I was supposed to do like just regular deadlifts, but all the racks are full right now. So
Yeah.
I'm gonna go do a hex bar deadlift instead. Like
Yeah.
those things are very, very similar. Do they kind of work different parts of your legs? Yeah, but not so much that like I like it's a completely different muscle group.
Right.
So yeah.
There was like a lot of having to modify your lifts based off of what was being used and what was available equipment wise. But yeah, that's the big thing. It's just like m trying to make sure that your schedule doesn't hit the busy time, but that's also hard because obviously the busy time is when it works for most people. But yeah, that was a big thing too. I didn't even think of that. Another one I had was like rules, like as far as like if you're trying to record a lift, or a lot of gyms don't allow recording, a lot of gyms have a dress code for men and women, and I mean, I would go, so mine didn't, but I know a lot of people have gyms who they can't wear a sports bra. Like, they have to have a shirt, like, they can't be showing their stomach. Men, most gyms, you can't take your shirt off. But yeah, like, just like at home, you can wear whatever the fuck you want. You can do whatever the fuck you want. It's your house. So I guess as far as like that goes, like there's no rules per se. But yeah, that's a big one too. You have another one?
My only other one was kind of like the location. Like if
Yeah.
you want a like good gym where you're going to be able to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish, then sometimes it might be a 30-minute drive. Sometimes like it might be very far out of your way, which can be
Yep.
inconvenient, especially if you have like other things going on in your life. Like I'm like thankful right now, like I don't have kids, I don't have like anybody else to really worry about other than myself. But there has been times where I have had other people and other things to worry about, and my gym was 25 minutes away from me. And a lot of the time that ended up with the gym not being my priority in the moment. So yeah, just kind of like the fact that if you want a good gym, you might have to drive, it might be really far away, it might be in an inconvenient place. And then also, if you do find a good gym, then you also have the like parking situation. If there's like peak, like if you go when there's a lot of people there, like there's some gyms around here because we do like I am in a small town that there's like literally three parking spaces sometimes. Like
Yeah.
it ridiculous. So
Yeah.
it's kind of that whole thing of going back to the time aspect of having a gym in your house. It just saves you on all that time. But yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. I had the drive as my last one too. When I was living with my parents and I had my not my last gym, but the other one before that membership, it was a 40-minute drive for me, and I wouldn't be able to like go until 8:30 or 9, like leave my house. So I would get home around 11, and then have to be at work at 6 a.m. every morning. And I did that for like probably 6 months, and I don't know how. Looking back, I literally have no idea how your body just kind of adjusts, but at the same time, I wasn't seeing progress I wanted to see, and I obviously wasn't resting like enough. Like I would get up at 4:30 after getting home from the gym at 11. That's not enough sleep, especially if you're trying to see like gains and improvement. Like, your body's not gonna be able to like regenerate that quickly. But yeah, so I think just the commute can be brutal depending on how late you're going, how far your gym is, and like what you said, depends what you're looking for in a gym. I ended up going to a gym that's 5 minutes from my current house, and not a great gym, you know. It worked, it got the job done for sure, but it didn't have all the things that I had at the other gym that I really liked and what really drew me in there. But it, yeah. And now I'm here.
Yep.
No gym membership.
Yeah.
And I love it.
I mean, and honestly, like neither option is like so
Better
much
than the
better than
other.
the other. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
It's
just,
all gonna be so like dependent on
yeah.
you and what you need and what
And like,
availability you have.
yeah. And some people do like have both. Like, I have a gym membership still. Like I can go there whenever I want, but I also have my gym at home. And like there is kind of like that hybrid approach of there are some workouts where like I can easily do at home, like it's not an issue. And then there are some other times where I'm like, I want to see what my like max is on my bench right now. Or I want to see like if my squat max has went up since I've been consistently doing workouts at home. And in that moment, I need to go to my gym in order to figure that stuff out because I don't have 200 pounds in dumbbells here. But yeah, there is kind of like that hybrid approach of you can do workouts at home, you can do workouts at your gym. Like, it doesn't have to be a, like, if you have a gym at home, like, it is a, you can only work out at home and that is it. And that is the only thing that you can ever do for the rest of your life.
Well, yeah, and then I think I had my gym membership for like a year after we got all set up here, because just in case, like what you said, like not so much like equipment wise, because we have most things that we can't, like for deadlift and squat, bench press, for those PRs, we can do that all here and stuff, but like more just like in case we miss the community and everything, which we still do sometimes, but we figured it's not worth it to hang on to the gym membership just because of that when we're really never going. So we did end up canceling it of like 6 months ago or something, but yeah.
Yeah, and that's like completely like
Yeah.
personalized. Like,
Yeah, exactly. Well, and like some people don't obviously have capacity for a home gym, and maybe the goal is to have one later down the line, and but at the moment they have a public gym membership. And you know, it's what fits into your life and what's gonna work in your schedule and your routine, keep you motivated to do to keep going. You just gotta do what's gonna be best for you. But yeah.
yeah.
I don't know. Do you have anything else?
Nope.
Me neither. Should we call it an episode?
Sure.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on late notice again. But it is Sunday and not Monday. So we're maybe next week will be Saturday. Probably not.
Probably not. It's
I
fine.
doubt it. I bet it will be Monday.
We dream.
We can dream though. Yeah. So yeah, thanks for listening, and we hope you come back next week. Please come back. We need the views and listens. Please, I'm begging you.
Please come back. She's
Please.
begging you.
He's begging you. Right. Well, bye guys.
Bye.